Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to NDR Auto Components Limited Q2 FY25 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rishab Barar from CDR India. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Barar.
Good day, everyone, and a warm welcome to all of you participating in the Q2 and H1 FY25 earnings conference call of NDR Auto Components Limited. We have with us today on the call Mr. Pranav Rilàn, Whole-time Director, Mr. Mohit Kumar Jain, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Vikram Krishnarathi, Vice President Finance, and Mr. Rajat Bhandari, Executive Director and Company Secretary, along with other members of the senior management team. Before we begin, I would like to mention that some statements made in today's discussion may be forward-looking in nature and are subject to risks and uncertainties. A statement in this regard is available in the Q2 and H1 FY25 earnings presentation shared with you earlier. We will start this call with opening remarks from the management, following which we will have an interactive question-and-answer session. I now request Mr. Pranav Rilàn to share some perspectives with you with regard to the operations and outlook for the business. Over to you, sir.
Good day, everyone, and a warm welcome to our Q2 and H1 FY25 conference call. Let me start by quickly going through our financial performance for the quarter under review. Q2 FY25 total income stood at 175.57 crores, a growth of 10.98%. EBITDA at rupees 18.69 crores, growth of 17.39%. EBITDA margins at 10.65%, and PAT for Q2 FY25 at rupees 11.94 crores, which is higher by 15.58% as compared to the corresponding quarter last year. H1 FY25 total income stood at rupees 347.67 crores, a growth of 21.09%. EBITDA at rupees 36.18 crores, growth of 26.01%. EBITDA margins at 10.41%, and PAT for H1 FY25 at 23.48 crores, which is higher by 26.5% as compared to the corresponding half last year. Our EBITDA margins and return ratios are the highest in the company's history. EBITDA margins stand at 10.65% in Q2 FY25, and ROE and ROCE for the half year stand at 22.41% and 28.50%, excluding non-productive land and surplus cash. This improvement, which is sustainable and we are focused on continuing to grow, is driven by a combination of increasing the proportion of our premium offerings as well as our thrust on efficiencies. We are pleased with our performance this quarter, particularly given the overall environment. The current fiscal was expected to be largely flat compared to the previous year. In this backdrop, we are encouraged to note that we continue to outperform our sector. This has been driven by steady execution on behalf of all our customers. Utilizations at our facilities across Haryana, Bangalore, and Gujarat stood at 80%-85%. As you are aware, though, the auto sector is facing some near-term headwinds, which are translating to slower order flow from OEMs in the near term. We anticipate this industry slowdown to continue for the next one or two quarters. Our outlook and visibility, however, remain extremely strong for the medium to long term. We have a current order book of rupees 400-450 crores. Our thrust continues to be both on expanding our portfolio with the introduction of innovative and disruptive offerings and expanding our OEM partnerships. The Board of Directors has approved the proposal to acquire approximately 25 acres of land at MITL audit between Chhatrapati Sambhaji Nagar, Maharashtra, at an estimated cost of ₹37.63 crores. This is in addition to the 10 acres of land we acquired at Kharkhoda earlier this year. In addition, we are also exploring land acquisition possibilities at Anandapur, which is in close proximity to Kia's manufacturing facility. All these initiatives will enable us to be more efficiently cater to the requirements of our OEM customers. The potential for the auto component sector continues to be large. There are significant opportunities for the company who are prepared to innovate and deliver value. We at NDR Auto are excited about the road ahead and are confident of creating value for all our stakeholders. We will now be happy to discuss any thoughts or questions you may have.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Jatin Chawla from RTL Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon. Congratulations on a very good result given the industry context, and thanks for the opportunity. My first question is, you spoke about having an order book of about 400-450 crores. I think the number that you shared last quarter was about 250 crores. So what are the incremental orders that have come in? If you could just briefly highlight.
So last quarter, we shared something between 250 and 300 crores. In addition to that, we've acquired 50 crores of business for BIW, and we've acquired a new seating program of about 100 crores. So in the next 2 years, we should be about that 450 crore mark.
So this 50 crore BIW order, this is with customer and similarly for the seating order. And what are the timelines as to when these programs go into execution?
So both are for Maruti Suzuki. BIW should come into play within a year, year and a half, and the seating should be within 2 years.
Got it. Got it. The second question was on the Aurangabad land acquisition. It's a very sizable land parcel that you've acquired. So what sort of revenue potential are we envisaging from this facility?
So we have applied for land from the government. We should acquire it shortly. In terms of the revenue potential, we wouldn't like to disclose at the moment. But what we can say is that we have a current relationship with Toyota Bosoku in Bangalore. We're looking to replicate that. We have another relationship with the company Hayashi Talampo. We're looking to expand that. And we're discussing with some more companies what we can do for Toyota.
Great.
Thank you.
One last question.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, no. I can come back. That's not a problem. I'll come back in the queue. You can go. I'll come back.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Manoj sir, so you were alluding to some stress in the system. If you could just elaborate the same on how the auto industry is shaping up and how are we aligned in terms of our utilization levels for H2 getting affected because of what you just spoke about?
So as you know, the auto sector is going through a slight slowdown, but it is recovering. I think Maruti showed the highest ever retail numbers in October. So there is a lot of inventory that's getting cleared down. Our capacities at the moment are between 80%-85%. So there hasn't been too much effect on our capacity utilization.
But going ahead, you are referring to issues. If you could just elaborate, what are we penciling in terms of lower demand from the OEMs? Or what is the pillars exactly which led to you outspoken about we having some trouble in terms of business outlook for the second half?
I mean, it's a slight slowdown. It's single-digit kind of slow down. So we don't think that's a long-term problem, no.
Right. And sir, when we look at our capital work in progress number, if you could just elaborate where have we spent this money, 24.27 crore closing balance, and when are we going to capitalize the same?
So that is for CapEx towards our Kia business, our new model, and our shade business. I think that all comes into play next year.
And what kind of revenue generation, asset turnover can we expect?
So our CapEx for the Kia business was about 7 to 8 crores. Shade was another 7 to 8 crores. The seating business was another 20 to 25 crores. And that itself will add about 250, 300 crores to our top line, which is going to come into place next year.
Okay, so next year we can expect an incremental 250 crores revenue jump?
Yes. Subject to market conditions, I think that's a fair estimate.
Correct. And so taking into account our diversification initiative, if you could just explain from de-risking us from the only for the seating part of the story, what other steps are we taking, and say taking two, three years horizon, how do we think the revenue mix would be in terms of seating and the other initiatives which we have already done?
So we've added about 50 crores of BIW business this quarter. We've got 50 crores of shade business coming two quarters ago. And then we're obviously looking to expand that. In addition, we are looking to diversify to new customers and new products. Once something happens, we will let you know.
That is correct, sir. But I was just looking at how this mix will change, say, 1 year down the line with the 250 crore new business or increased business coming up next year. How should the profile look like in terms of the seating and the other business?
So our reliability on seating and our reliability on Maruti is going to start gradually decreasing. We're looking to be a multi-product, multi-customer company.
And sir, our margins outlook, we can maintain these margins?
So at the moment, we're at 10.6%. We're targeting to expand our margins in the next 2 years.
Thank you, sir, and all the best, and I joined the queue, sir.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. Next question is from the line of Jatin Chawla from RTL Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity again. Just continuing on the margin side, what we've seen in the last 2 years is there is a nice, slow, consistent improvement almost every quarter. So, you know, I tend to look at margins on a four-quarter
Ladies Hello? And gentlemen, the line for the participant dropped. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Okay, so we have Jatin Chawla reconnected. Jatin Chawla, kindly go ahead with the question, please.
Yeah, sorry, the line got disconnected. I don't know where I dropped off, so I'll just repeat the full question. I was saying that on the margin side, we've seen a nice, slow, consistent improvement over the last 2 years. And you know, if I look at margins on a rolling four-quarter average basis, there is almost a 10-20 basis margin improvement happening every quarter. So what is really driving the same? You know, what sort of productivity enhancing measures are you taking that is helping this? And you said there is further scope. So over the next 2 years, what sort of further scope you see on the margin side?
So in terms of current scope, we're taking advantage of our operational efficiencies. Our numbers have been good. We're trying to use as much of our footprint in order to expand our margins. Going ahead, in the next 1.5 to 2 years, we're targeting the 12% EBITDA margin.
Great, great, great. So when you say footprint expansion, I didn't quite catch that.
We're trying to use our current footprint as much as we can for our new order book. And that is what's driving our margin expansion.
Got it. So it's largely operating leverage. As your utilization improves, margins are improving.
Yes.
Right. And you spoke about, you know, some slowdown that you're seeing in 3Q. But I think 4Q onwards, you have some triggers coming up. You have the Kia and the Sunshade order. And thereafter, the Maruti EV likely in 1Q FY26. So is it fair to assume that from 4Q onwards, we should start seeing some traction again on the top line side?
Yes, so that will be subject to the ramp up. I think the Kia and the Shade is January and the EV is sometime in March. So the way it ramps up, maybe it will be Q4, maybe it will be the following Q1. You'll see that complete coming into play.
Understood. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Yash Mehta from Art Ventures Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Sir, I wanted to ask that our order book is around 400
crores. Yash, sorry to interrupt, your audio is not clear. Can you speak a little louder, please?
Am I audible now?
Yes.
I wanted to ask that our order book is around 400 to 450 crores. Sir, what is the timeline by which this order book will be executed?
1.5 to 2 years. 2 years should be a safe bet.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask the question. As there are no further questions, I'll now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you for your time and participation. We continue to be optimistic about the opportunities before us and look forward to sharing these with you as we move forward. Should you need any input or clarification, please write in to us or our investor relationship partner, CDR India. Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of NDR Auto Components Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.